Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, the premier action-play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let's tell you a story. We are kicking arf. Arf? We are kicking arf? We are kicking off our Salvage Union campaign. With me tonight, I have the other players. We will be doing a little bit of world building, a little bit of session zero, a little bit of talking about this, that, and the other. So in alphabetical Discord order, we will be introducing each other, but I will go first because I'm once again the GM. My name is Jess. My pronouns are she, it. And let's say hello to Bastion. Hello, Bastion.
Hey, hello. This is Bastion, as usual. Pronouns she, they.
You don't have to get too deep into the characters and stuff like that. We'll just say hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. We also have Grant.
Clearly trying to start the new year off on the right paw.
Yeah, okay. Listen. Let's get through the intro without without putting an exact time date on when we recorded this or bullying the GM. A high thing to ask for.
Very tall bar.
Yes.
Anyway, hi.
Hello, Grant.
It's me, Grant. He, him. I'll be playing someone played by me tonight. Well, actually, not really.
That's right. Grant's here to reveal his new alters. He's joining the club. We also have Lavender. Hello, Lavender.
Hi, hello. My name is Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. I am coming down from dying Victorian child disease, so I may be a little froggy tonight. Apologies out there in listener land. Doing my best.
Honestly, the moment you opened your mouth, you just sounded fine.
Okay, well, that's good. I have been dead to the world for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But Faye is risen. Hallelujah. It's the new year. New year, new Lavender.
Yeah, I'm pleased to announce a bunch of new alters.
There you go.
And give me a few weeks. I'll find another one in here somewhere.
And last but certainly not least, we have Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hey, this is Sophie. She, her. I'm going to help kind of displace us in time by saying, wow, can you believe that it's already March 2026? Can you believe that thing with the comet? I miss Switzerland. Anyway.
I think it's fucked up how Troll God shot McKinley just last week. Sorry, what's up, Bastion? What news did you have to share?
Nothing.
What news of the continent?
You mean the archipelago?
Oh, yeah, that's right, the comet. Anyway, Salvage Union is a tabletop RPG by... I should have thought this over. It is produced by Leyline Press. I know that because I'm on their website. It is made by Leyline Press. It is a game by... I can just go to the front of the PDF. What are you doing, you knucklehead? Alan Lawlor and Payaniadis Lines, or perhaps Lina's. I'm not sure. It is a game about being mech pilots in a post-collapse? I think it's more post-collapse than, like, strictly post-apocalypse, because, like, stuff is still going.
It's definitely not in good condition.
No. Where your alternatives between living in small settlements across the wasteland are living either in a corporate arcology or being in what is called a salvage crawler, which is an enormous Peter Jackson
manufactory.
Well, Peter Jackson made a movie about this book series. Something Engines.
I love the Dead Alive.
Mortal Engines.
Yeah. Was it Mortal Engines?
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of like Mortal Engines in that they are enormous mobile towns. They may not necessarily be eating other towns. But they are collective societies where people work and protect each other and support each other. It is the
alternative to subsistence farming slash, you know, laissez-faire, whatever the hell is going on the ground, or corporate servitude, more or less. This is going to be set in the same sort of ecosystem as our previous follow game, which you have heard already. So this crawler will be made up of the people who successfully went through the revolution on the penal colony off at sea. It's going to take place about like a year later or so. If only because there has been time for stuff to coalesce and for the crawler to itself to actually be built, and for the crew who managed to get to shore to actually accrue all of the salvage and everything that would be needed to build the crawler. Do I have any questions from y'all so far?
I don't think so.
No.
Guess not.
Fair enough. I just want to check because I'm, you know, yap.
Well, I mean, okay, one question. The people who left the prison behind, was it an exodus all at once of everybody? Like, did everybody come at once? Was like the crawler assembled and they came back for some people?
I think it was as much of an exodus as could be possible.
Okay.
Like, we didn't really talk about it, but the... we didn't really talk about it because I guess we're talking about it now. The prisoners were, because it was a corporate penal colony, the prisoners successfully managed to overthrow the corporate guards and officers and other members of the administration who did not help them, more or less. And I imagine that there would have been like a tribunal.
Well, we love our tribunals.
So my question is, what happened to the oppressors? Were the oppressors killed? Were the oppressors abandoned to the island and just the resistance managed to escape? Because staying there was never an option. It was already a threadbare environment hanging on spinning plates. So, you know, you never could have made it an island paradise. You would have been at the mercy of the elements and the mercy of needing to be resupplied. So, yeah, just where do you all think this came down, like, judgmentally?
I think, you know, kind of in keeping a theme with it, you know, being a prison, I think it makes sense for everyone just kind of just have escaped, basically.
I think the worst of the oppressors probably just got left behind, and like any that could sort of be tolerated for the trip off the island to the mainland would just sort of be, you know, like, okay, you can fuck off, we're not keeping you. Or maybe some people were left to, you know, see if they can get along. See if they can be forgiven. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, some guards are still around.
Lavender, how are you feeling about this?
That tracks to me. Like, we're gonna need people for this project.
Yeah. The worst of the worst probably got either killed during the, you know, actual events, or were pushed out, or, you know, just sort of left behind.
Gotcha.
And
so
anyone who, like, turned.
Right. So the offer was given for those who were willing to join. Those who joined. Those who didn't were left behind on the island.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Can't guarantee that they took the offer, but
right,
exactly. Was at least made.
Yeah, showing more compassion to them than they ever showed to you. Which, hey, sometimes you do that. All right. You went ashore with as much as you could take. It was about a year of subsistence and putting together scrap and managing to avoid detection off on the coasts. Not a very hard, or not a very easy life, a very hard life. But after some effort and coordination, you started to build the crawler. So let's go to the part of the book about building a crawler. Page 212. Choose a crawler type.
Let's see, 212. Crawler types can be found on 216 and 217.
Mm-hmm.
The types are augmented crawler, battle crawler, engineering crawler, exploratory crawler, and trade caravan crawler.
I think I want to vote for exploratory crawler, which are designed to get to the hardest to reach places in the wasteland. So they're kind of like they're crawlers that are kind of meant to go over like go into hazardous terrain, places where
sure.
It'd be hard to be followed, which I think kind of makes sense for our situation.
Yeah, I was going to ask, sometimes they'll talk about like radiation hazards, either natural or from like toxic waste or, you know, what have you, industrial pollution. Is that something that we're likely to run into on the mainland?
Yeah, it's very possible.
Okay.
I was gonna say.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, exploratory or trade caravan were the most appealing to me.
I like both of those. I'm just looking over the other three. Yeah, I think exploratory sounds good to me. What's its locomotion? How's it move?
Shit, you tell me.
It is actually a lashed together series of hovercraft. So it's just kind of schlorving, bouncing over everything on the air cushion.
That sounds loud.
Yup!
Well, it's an exploratory crawler, not a fucking
stealth crawler.
Stealth crawler.
I don't know. I mean, some kind of like a knife. It could just as easily be some kind of like low ceiling but high weight, like heavy duty anti gravity thing, and it just floats really easily over things. You know, it can sort of hover over water, hovers over everything, but just very slowly.
I cannot draw from this well. I cannot keep drawing from this well. But like a series of like inflatable sacks, and also like
we're a parade.
I was thinking more the flying.
We're floats.
I was thinking more the flying islands in BioShock Infinite. I know.
We'll build the rails between all of them.
Now we just have a bunch of balloons looking up.
No, but I mean like cushioning underneath and also like positioned hover equipment.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right. It's like something of a flotilla.
Yes.
Have you seen a little movie called The Matrix?
No.
Yes.
I've actually never seen the whole Matrix.
Really? Well, you don't need to see the whole Matrix. You just need to see the part with the Nebuchadnezzar and the other floating.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. Oh, yeah.
Craft, which have the 360 degree like repulsor arrays.
Yeah, the dinner plates. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
But yeah, I like it.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's cool. Yeah, those little plates, and then but there's also like cushions and stuff.
Oh yeah, they can land.
Yes.
Yeah, it said the by the book, it says it can basically go over any terrain.
Yes.
It probably has, like, regular struts. Wheels, too. We just don't... It would just go
painfully slowly. Have some kind of landing strut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That would be bananas. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the cushioning's for.
Yeah.
It lands on the cushioning, and then you reinflate the cushions, and then stuff pushes it back up.
Get out the bicycle pump.
Yes. All right, exploratory crawler, hovercraft. Or I guess super hovercraft. Hovercraft.
Did you say hovercraft?
I may have, yes.
How dare you? How dare you say that about our...
Not bad.
How dare you besmirch our mighty floater?
Anyway.
I feel like a screw called it a hovercraft before he died. And that's why he died.
What, are you trying to build some kind of hovercraft?
Perish!
And that's when his head exploded.
And also, trains suck. And then we had to kill him.
Alright, so there's what's it called? That's how it travels. Alright, a wasteland explorer is part of your union crawler. Name them, and if you wish, give them a keepsake and a motto. I think we'll just name them for now. Do you want to assign one of our pre-existing characters, or do you want to make one?
Who's left?
Yeah, I was saying, who do we have left?
We had Scoops, Zed,
Gunshell,
Pops. Grint, your main character survived, right?
Yeah, Mihal's alive. Right.
It feels like we might need to make up someone.
I think we got to make someone up.
Yeah, none of these feel explorey.
It could be just somebody we picked up after we got the crawler together, you know, kind of ran into a wanderer.
An existing prisoner who was not part of the main crew.
Yeah. Someone with the aptitude for not being in the prison, I guess. Exploration.
What's a good name?
Humbleweed.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Better than Wanda.
Better than Wanda?
Yeah. I was thinking Wanda.
What's wrong with Wanda?
Because Wanderer? I don't know. It's silly.
Oh. I mean, Wanda's fine.
Yeah.
Mappy. No. I said that because I knew it was bad.
Itchy.
God, what's that fucking thing that you had to use in school with the pencil and the
compass?
Oh yeah, that is a compass.
It's just called
a form of a compass.
Yeah.
Could be sextant.
I kind of like sextant.
Sextant's good.
I like sextant. Yeah.
Theodolite.
All right,
I like sextant.
Wasteland Explorer, sextant, cool beans. All right. Let's look through the rest of the crawler. The command bay. The area of your unit crawler is where the core of the crew that controls your unit crawler resides. Surveying, planning, scanning, so on and so forth. The command bay is operated and maintained by the bridge crew, the most experienced of whom is known as the Princeps. You may give the princess a name, motto, and keepsake. They have 4 HP. So who is
Princeps, not princess.
I'm saying Princeps.
You definitely said princess the second time, I think.
I said princess.
You did. You said it the first, whatever. Okay.
By royal decree, I said Princeps.
Yes, your majesty. I think that should probably be Scoops. I feel like that could be Scoops. Not in a joking, haha way. I think it would be kind of genuinely interesting to put him there.
That works. Also, if it was a princess, it would be Highness, not Majesty. So your riffing is not accurate grammatically.
Yeah, get fucked.
I'm only being a pedantic pain in the ass about that because I had to look it up for a royal etiquette thing in another game a while back.
Fair enough. Right. You know, put Scoops in charge. Scoops gets keepsake, Scoops gets a motto.
I think he's got something for the kitchen as a keepsake.
A knife.
I was actually going to say like a nice cutlery set.
Cutlery set.
Yeah.
We can always come back to the motto.
Mottos are hard.
Yep.
They really are.
All right, so Scoops.
Well, it's obviously too many cooks.
So we're moving on to the mech bay. The mech bay is operated, maintained by mech engineers, the most experienced of whom is known as the Greaser. You may give the Greaser a name, motto, and keepsake. They have 4 HP.
Of the characters we had, this feels like Gunshow to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because didn't Gunshow make the zip pistol? The plasma zip pistol?
Yes.
He should also be doing all of the nose art and shit.
Oh my god.
That's very true.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
No. You're not.
Alright, what's Gunshow's keepsake? Keepshake. Keepsake. Sake.
It's that kind of day. It's cool.
It's the day after New Year's and I'm tired, yes.
Yes.
I mean, I was kind of thinking the tattoo needle from prison. Ooh, that he used.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Just keeping the old needle around for fun.
Yes, just the needles, not the gun or the other like.
Well, it's a zip pistol.
Oh yeah.
Gonna fucking explode. Basically, okay, it's not meant to last.
All right, the storage bay. The storage bay is operated and maintained by Teamsters, the most experienced of whom is known as the Bullwhacker. You may give the Bullwhacker a name, motto, and keepsake. They have 4 HP.
Pops.
Pops. The Bullwhacker.
Feels like a Pops thing.
Sure. I could see it.
Mm-hmm. Mostly because I'm just not sure what else he's going to end up doing, but... I guess it could also be Mihail. Mihail? Mihail?
I think it was Mihail.
Mihail. Anyway. I like Pops for storage, I think.
Yeah. Let's give him a keepsake. What is a keepsake?
His old mop?
I was going to say... like his old like uniform hat.
Oh yeah.
Like he's technically an employee of the prison. Still has a hat with like a symbol on it.
Old yeah. Prison janitor hat.
It's just comfy though. It just fits.
I'm sure we took the logos off of everything.
Probably.
So that we don't have to remember, not because we give a shit about copyright.
Armament Bay. The Armament Bay is operated and maintained by the Gunnery Crew, the most experienced of whom is known as the Gunny. You may give the Gunny a name, motto, and keepsake. They have 4 HP. We can always start making people up if we need to. It's increasingly feeling like we're going to have to make people up.
That feels like somebody new. Maybe somebody outside of the prison that we picked up. Like a... former corporate mercenary or something.
Alright, I'm gonna put my thumb on the scale. You're fairly new. You're in the ass end of nowhere. You have no allies.
Okay.
You are hiring from inside of the prison, broadly speaking.
Okay.
Can I just put a call sign on the table, see if people like it?
Sure.
Fleshbang.
Ooh.
Sure.
Yep.
Does anybody have pronouns for Fleshbang? It's
I did, but now I can't see them.
What?
Wow.
That was loud.
Sorry.
Actually, you know what? Let's go with that. It he. Yeah. That already kind of sounds like that noise.
Keepsake. Just a hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Or, no, I know. The casing of one of the internal security turrets that used to, like, hang down and get pointed at us.
He kept the gun of the... He kept the shell of the gun of one of the aggressors?
Yeah. He maybe uses it as, like, an ashtray or something. I don't know.
Okay, wait. Did you mean bullet casing or casing of the entire gun?
No, the casing of the entire gun.
You know how big those things are, right?
I don't know. They could have some smaller ones.
Okay.
I
no, just the mental image of being like, yes, and it's used as an ashtray is kind of... That just threw me.
I don't know.
He smokes a lot.
Yeah, he might smoke a lot.
Maybe it's a fire pit. I don't know. Any fire pit is an ashtray if you try hard enough.
Okay. It sort of sounds like maybe you're defeating the purpose if you're trying to put something out inside of the fire pit. But okay. Broken piece of an old century.
Maybe it just hangs in the workshop, you know? I don't... Man.
There's a difference between keepsake and I am an alchemist and here is my alligator. No, I'm being serious. I think like some of these are supposed to just be more like things you would have on you.
Okay.
No, that's...
All right. Let me look.
All right. Crafting bay.
Ooh.
The crafting bee is operated and maintained by the salvage techs, the most experienced of which is who is known as the forager. You may give the forager a name, motto, keepsake, etc.
This might need to be a new person, too.
How about, wait, this is... Yeah, why don't we have somebody called Alchemist?
Sure. Alchemist, if I have a name.
Because they turn lead into gold.
Anybody got pronouns for Alchemist?
He, she.
He, she.
Mm-hmm.
Keepsake?
I was going to say, like, something from their first, like, haul ever.
Ooh.
Like a... Wow, my brain is not firing, apparently. Yeah, like, keepsake info. Yeah.
Could be part of the, like, one of the prototypes for the flotilla that didn't work? Or for the crawler that didn't work? Well, wait, no, these are supposed to be small.
I mean, it could be, like, a little piece of like circuitry or something.
Yeah, like a battery or something.
Yeah. Just carrying around a D cell.
Like you never know when actually God, you'll never know when you need a D cell.
Yeah. You could also hold a D cell in your hand and punch someone.
It's very true. Okay, I guess a battery actually really works.
Yeah, there you go.
A battery.
I take no responsibility if anyone listening to this tries to punch someone while holding a D-cell.
Holding one
no,
battery.
No, don't do that.
Holding five holding batteries.
Holding five batteries.
Trading bay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Who runs the trading bay? Which asshole is...
Tourist!
Oh my god.
The trading bay is operated and maintained by the union traders, the most experienced of whom is known as the operator. Do you want to put Taurus in the trading bay?
I kind of would like to, yes.
Boy.
What?
No. I was going to say Miha, but you're very excited about it.
I think it would be funny if, like, he was very obviously getting ready to sell everybody out again and turned that under pressure into actual business connections.
And now he's just
oh shit, this is working.
Pulled a betrayal directly into, like, that's some real second century warlord behavior.
I don't know.
What would we put? What would his keepsake be?
Is it something of fucking Charlie's?
Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh my god.
I think it's something that Charlie owned.
All right, Sophie, what would...
Wait, no, it was brackets that followed Charlie obsessively. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's brackets. Sorry, sorry.
No,
sorry,
but sorry. I think Taurus did get convinced to spread some stuff around for Charlie also.
Well.
So. And it would also just be really funny to keep that around.
What if it's like one of Charlie's shirts?
Yeah, there you go.
A nice shirt, yeah.
Nice jacket.
Nice jacket.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
This is how Taurus pretends to be a cool guy, is walking around in Charlie's clothes.
All right, thank God, one that's fast, and we can do this real quick. Med bay. Zed's going in the med bay.
Yeah.
What were the pronouns it gave for Zed? I think it was it, she.
It, she.
Yes.
Yes.
Personal item. Or sorry, keepsake. How heartbreaking do I want?
You could roll for it.
No.
There do exist tables for this thing. I forgot that until now, but
an old communicator.
Ooh.
Old prison communicator. Alright, Pilot Bay.
I don't know if Pilot Bay actually has a...
Yeah, we very explicitly did not have a pilot as part of our...
No, I'm saying I don't... Oh, no.
The Pilot Bay is operated by pilots in the Ace.
Yes, yeah.
Pilot Bay has the longest descriptive text in this book.
We did say that some of the prisoners did pilot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just another one to be played, so.
Yeah. So they're probably the ones who were responsible for teaching everybody else how to do it. Mm-hmm. So.
What my stupid brain wants to name someone Rat Fink.
Sure, Rat Fink.
Like those.
Yeah.
Rat Fink.
Like the art.
Yeah, like the art.
Hell yeah. Gunshow probably did the art for him.
We need more women. She, they.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every single mech that comes out of this crawler has an eight ball for the stick shift.
Jesus. personal keepsake. I want to see like a lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a flick lighter.
Flick lighter.
That you can
one of those cool lighter tricks. Eternal match ones where you pull the little metal slug out and it just burns.
Also, could sure. I don't know.
Okie dokie. Armory. The armory is operated maintained by the quartermasters, the most experienced of whom is known as the smith.
Oh, well, obviously it's got to be John.
You are setting up for a very funny situation.
Looking for a John?
Yeah.
No, I want you to understand that. Who's gonna take over the armory? Do you want to put John in the armory?
No.
No, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm not going to explain what it is I'm thinking of. Would you like to put John in the armory?
Put John in the armory.
Sure.
Put John in the armory.
All right. How are we spelling John? J-O-N, J-O-H-N, J-E-A-N.
It's John, like J, like, no, or maybe it's Joan.
J-E-A-N,
Sean. Or John, like J-E-A-N-N-E.
Or John, like J-A-W-N, like you're from Pennsylvania, like Philly.
Yeah, right.
I like that. No, J-A-W-N, I like that.
Or J-apostrophe-O-N-N, like the Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or John Jones, the Philadelphian Manhunter.
He's weak to the Eagles losing. His powers include whipping batteries at supersonic speeds.
Having his pipe stolen by a cat.
Beating the shit out of friendly delivery robots.
All right, let's give John pronouns.
Right, has John earned pronouns?
John could be any all.
John, John. And it could be any all.
No.
I don't know.
Could be Z-Zer with an X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
All right. Oh, what is their... What is their item?
A fake campaign shirt that says, put John in the armory.
They make it themselves?
Yeah.
You know,
no, someone else did.
You know the face I'm making at you right now, right?
Yes.
Self-aggrandizing shirt. And last but certainly not least, by process of elimination, Michal runs the cantina.
I just think it's really funny that we had a character that is a chef.
Yep.
Was a chef, is a chef. They're not running the cantina.
Yep.
The cantina is like... also the, like, water purifiers and shit. It's not just, like, cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And also, Scoops was probably better at, like, running a kitchen than he was at cooking. So, I don't know. That was a guess.
It's fine. I'm fine with this.
Hmm.
This too is administrative.
Yeah,
running a restaurant.
Scoops felt like the sort of person who would wind up being promoted into a position like that, regardless of whether or not he wanted it. So.
Yep, that sounds about right. All right, do we want to hold off on naming this bitch?
Oh, the crawler?
Yep.
So, what does it look like?
Orb.
I'm saying we should determine this.
Orb.
I don't think that you are a... I do not think you are a hovering orb. If I had to be honest, I would say you're probably like a... The thing that comes to mind just flatly is like, you know, the shape of Zero makes that sort of that sort of elongated toroid.
Yeah.
Well, more of an oval. It's I figure like the structure of the underside of it is like what's it called? Like an oval. And
wait, I got it. It's like a container ship.
Yes.
But nothing below the waterline, so it's just the top deck.
And it's
where it appears to be.
It's building up and it's building out to the sides, but it is not building down.
Yeah.
So there down are all of the propulsion. So there are like shanties and not shanties. There's like structures on top of this. It is basically the crawler itself is basically a floating platform.
Right.
And there
that's
is
what like, I'm thinking is yes. that it's like the deck of a, or maybe more like the deck of an oil rig.
Yes. And you have structures on top of it. You have garages, you have buildings, but the entire, it is literally like a town that flies. Hovers. Flovers.
Yeah, it's like that that picture of the thing that looks like an aircraft carrier, but it's a pool on the inside, or it's an oasis on the inside, and it's driving through a desert on treads.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's sort of like a moving dock. Like, it just sort of looks like a factory complex is moving through an area. But we just happen to have, like, because, I mean, our type isn't just the, so it's the it's just locomotion. It doesn't actually protect us from the harsh environments.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, then that's even better, because then, yeah, it's like, it's wide open. And we'd have to do something about that if we wanted to change that. So,
Yeah, I like the idea of like a flying, what's it called? Flying dock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the third season of The Wire as a crawler?
No.
The what city was the of one Baltimore. That was the dock?
Yes.
No.
The entire city?
No.
What?
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Right. So, do we have a name, or do we want to hold off on the name until later?
So this is, but it. Everyone who is part of the union lives and works on this thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So we kind of have to name it with that in mind.
Not necessarily. You could just name it Funky Town. That's it.
Funky number Town. 13 on the suggested list is Dumpy.
Yeah, these are not elegant names for these things.
Big
the first smoke. The first one is a reference to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Number 18 is just you.
Yeah, yep.
Yes, Tin Lizzie. Yeah.
That's number 5 on the list.
I'm thinking like some kind of annoying flying insect, like
gnat?
The housefly or the gnat.
God,
yeah.
Horseflies.
Cicada.
What dauber?
The weevil.
The dung beetle?
Fuck, what are they called?
The
blue bottle. Blue bottle Ooh. Fly. Those things are... They love to bite you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do like the name of calling it the blue bottle crawler.
Blue bottle's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call it the blue bottle. Blue bottle.
Yeah, and then we can call the escape pods maggots or something.
We're not doing that.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
Look, I like bugs a lot. I'm drawing the line there.
Yeah, I'm showing respect to flies, which are a real and valid, critter. But, you know, we don't got to get into all their business.
Fair enough.
All right, everybody roll me a D100 in the room.
Oh, I got to get in the room. It's the room.
And I'm going to flip. It's
the room.
Odds, we're going top to bottom. Evens, we're going bottom to top.
D100. Oh, there's also green bottle flies. Okay, interesting.
Hmm. All right, we're starting with B then.
Yeah.
Let's introduce your character. Because I think let's introduce / talk about your character.
Right. I wish that I had saved the character sheet that I threw together, but honestly, that was just a loadout and one ability choice. But to introduce my character, I've already discussed... the starting mech that I'd like to pick is the one with the scanner.
that lets you churn out blueprints of anything that we find so we can make it ourselves within, you know, the usual crafting rules, stuff like that. Sort of expanding our available equipment choices and also just, you know, it's also for plot stuff, but I like it as a mechanical thing. I thought about doing that, and from playing Brackets back in Follow, I thought it would be kind of neat to play some kind of person copy or like a scan in some kind of artificial body like the one Brackets had, something cheap and fallible and not being not mechanically to be mistaken for the whatever the epic ability that lets you be an AI or whatever it is here. I don't want to do that. I just thought the flavor of the pilot sort of like walking into the cockpit and plugging themselves in and their body is just sort of like slump and completely forgotten because the key is them, and getting to like save all of the info on the mech on board. But that was my idea, that like, but it kind of rubs up against some mechanical stuff and I don't want it to. But yeah, I also don't have a really good name for that yet because I'm not quite sure what type of copy it would be or what have you. I mean, it's not an AI. It's not like a big intelligence.
No, I think I am perfectly fine with you playing a brain scan of somebody that is.
Call it an imprint. Call it a.
Oh God, what do they call it in Eclipse Phase? Fork. Your
fork.
Forks,
yeah.
Your forks in the Eclipse Phase. I'm perfectly fine with you playing somebody's fork.
Okay, then. Yeah, something like that.
I guess we should figure out, are we picking our own call signs, or are we assigning each other call signs?
I thought we were picking our own.
Assumed we were picking our own.
Yeah.
Oh no!
You are not picking. You are not picking each other's call signs. The crawler is, for internal designation purposes. But this isn't going to be like 316 where you're dunking on each other. It's try to somebody.
Are
will
you
present
sure?
Somebody present your character, and then as a group, we will try to represent the members of the crawler who are trying to actually come up with something cohesive internal intelligence.
Right. So my character is not a person, copy of a person of some kind, is responsible for the sort of scouting, the scanning and engineering, because they're also an engineer who can then craft all this stuff.
Yeah, you should probably also mention your character class and what abilities.
Sorry. Oh, yes. Yeah, let me get to. I am doing engineer, and I'm going to start with jury rig so that I can craft. If that's improvised equipment, it's not very good. Everything with it has a chance to explode when it's used. But later, that will let me make mech systems and modules. So that will hopefully synergize with the mech copying everything that it looks at. Hmm. So they're going to be spending a lot of time in the crafting bay.
Oh, if they would like to. All right, cool. Then let's say. Yeah, so that sounds fine by me. Do we want to come up with a name, or do you have any other particular information that you think is like relevant at this time? Oh, my other question is, are you a prisoner or a mercenary that they've somehow managed to attract? I am willing to accept mercenaries. I'm willing to accept the PCs as mercenaries or outsiders.
It's been a year.
It could be a mercenary, yeah.
If we want
to, it gets them access to a body, to a bigger, better body that way, then yeah, they'll be on retainer for a while.
Yeah, sure. I hate to again reference bad franchises, But if you want to play, if you want to play Borderlands Vault Hunters, that's perfectly fine.
I didn't even get that far. I didn't even play I have no fucking clue. Just the very concept of vault hunting. I mean, it is to like have a steady gig.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
All right, so here's my suggestion for what to name Beast character. And this is my suggestion as a member of your, you can come up with your own name, but you will have a call sign.
Paperclip Maximizer.
No. I was going to say Librarian.
That's going to be so funny when I get Auto Turret.
I was going to say like Mirror or something. Because you're a copy of someone else.
Yeah. Hmm. I was going to suggest Fax.
Oh, F-A-X, Fax.
F-A-X, Fax.
Fax is pretty good.
FX is good.
Could it be F-A-S-C? Like F-A-C-X? However it is in facsimile.
Yeah.
Oh, F-A-C-S?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they make facsimiles?
Yeah.
It's the same idea. I just like having it for the different spelling. That's
why a fax machine is called what it is.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think it would be neater if it was.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah. F-A-C-S. Okay. Fax.
Fax.
Cool. Let me look back at the thing. Who the fuck is next? Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hi. Yes. I'm playing the soldier class. So my character, she was part of a mercenary company, that was called the Queen's Virtues. And they kind of, they're technically a mercenary company, but they kind of, thought of themselves more as like a, almost like kind of a knightly order, like, kind of promoting justice in, promoting justice on the planet and such things like that. She kind of grew up with that mercenary company. She eventually felt like they kind of start to betray their principles, kind of started, taking jobs that seemed, not particularly morally good. A lot of like, kind of crushing labor uprisings, things like that. So she bailed, and she she wasn't a prisoner. She is kind of a an outsider, like Faxes, that joined up with this crawler to get a new start.
Alright, that's pretty cool. What are you taking ability wise as a soldier for your?
I'm taking provoke.
Oh, that makes sense.
The taunt, yeah.
Very cool. All right, I forgot to actually ask. Do you have like any aesthetics or any like how your character looks?
Well, I have the drawing somewhere that I did.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did share that drawing. That was very nice.
Yes. But yes, she is. She's dark skinned. She keeps her hair in like kind of a bun. She wears her old uniform, just with all the badges and emblems and medals and stuff taken off of it. Let me see if I can find that again and share with you.
Sure.
Yeah, here we go. Can I just forward it? Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Right, yes. Yeah. All right. Forgot that you actually did do that. We'll finish up with this, and then I'll jump back and I'll ask how Fax looks. But which sort of mech are you taking? Because B also did mention what she's taking.
Yes.
I'll look up what it's called.
I'm taking the Thresher.
You're taking the Thresher. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, cool, cool. You're going to have so much fun with your chainsaw arm.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Thresher, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, cool. So as the committee, former mercenary who quits because they started fucking around, former child soldier who grew up within the system and is now an outcast. Does anybody have any suggestions for call signs?
Squire?
The one that came to mind for me was just Honor.
Honor.
Hmm? Cheval?
Just horse?
Well, I'm somewhere between chivalry and chevalier. Or chevalier.
I have a bad news about the root word of cheval.
I am... Yes. Yeah, I'm... Thank you.
Cheval's not bad, though. Quester, we could just call her Sir, S-E-R, Maiden, Grail.
La Pucelle.
What?
La Pucelle. I don't speak French. Jean La Pucelle.
We could just call her Lady.
Lady?
Yeah. As in the lit, as in like the title, yeah.
Yeah.
Dame.
Prior.
No, I like Dame.
You should love this hell. Dame is good.
Because then Dame is good because otherwise I will start getting into like, oh, she's Baroness or she's Viscountess or actually no, Countess would go kind of hard though.
Countess. Countess is good.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Lavender? How you feeling?
Hi, I've been muted for like 2 minutes.
You kinda have you.
Had a lot of time to think.
Yeah. I like Countess. I like Cheval, one of those two, I think. Dame's also pretty good.
Alright, would you be opposed to being Countess, Sophie?
We're not opposed to being Countess.
Alright, Countess it is.
That's better than what I kind of thought I was going to end up, because I was kind of thinking I'd end up as Princess, but so.
No, because...
Did you say Princept?
We tried to call you Princess, but we just kept fucking up too many times, and then the Princeps yelled at us.
Yep. Alright, Countess it is.
Mm-hmm.
Up next... It's Grant.
Hey. So I will be playing starting as the hacker class, but I am not, at least at this point, going into the hacking ability. Instead, I'm going to go down the augmentation ability tree. So I'm starting with Bionic Senses.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you integrated thermal optics, zoom optics, or night vision optics. I need to choose that. I will do that. My inspiration for this character was basically between Octane from Apex Legends and the art of Drew Shields. What's that? Gnarly Ghost on Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
So like really high energy, like big personality, you know, YOLO, kind of behavior.
There's another thing that's in the mix that I have described in the past, but we don't need to mention shows that are bigger than us.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they were they were one of the prisoners who probably like worked in one of the like mech bays at the prison, doing like maintenance and general like, you know, scout work and everything. And they want to be a cyborg. They want to escape the weakness of their flesh. Now that the salvage crawler is, you know, up and running and we're on our way and all of that, it's time to like really show everyone what they can do. What else do I got here? Oh, for appearance, I put both flashy and grimy. Uh-huh. I wasn't sure about a keepsake.
Your old eyes, no. Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, currently the integrated bionic eyes. I do think that they have like an LED display for their eyes.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. I don't know. I think
whenever you sleep, we can hear caramel dancing.
I had put down like just two USB sticks on a chain for a keepsake, but I wasn't sure how I felt about it.
Could be a meaningful archive of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh God, mottos are incredibly difficult. I don't know. I was having a hard time with the motto. But yeah,
your motto could just be YOLO.
It could just be YOLO.
Damn it. All right, actually we should jump back real quick before I forget. Fax, what do you look like? What is your motto? What is your keepsake?
Fax has something like what Brackets had in terms of a walking around frame. It still is kind of cheap, but instead of like it's the difference between one of those waiter robots that is just a Roomba with shelves and a touchscreen and like a big dog. So a slightly better but still very simplistic and limited artificial body for moving around. Probably still just like a tablet face.
Mm.
Not a terrible look. And it's the body was probably originally some kind of display or mobility aid anyway. And the other half of the time they look like the Spectrum, which is the name of the scanner mech.
Right.
Which is just a big spider that stares at things.
Yeah, fair enough. And do you have a keepsake or a motto?
Oh, the keepsake is... I don't want to steal the USB thing, but I think they also do actually have, like, a little thumbstick somewhere.
Sure.
And motto. I am going to roll for the motto, actually.
Oh, boy.
Find that table.
It's page 90.
What is it? D20? Okay.
D20.
Yeah, this'll go good. 10. Those who have a Y can bear any hat. What the f... Fine. Yeah, it's gibberish. He likes it.
I didn't like most of the mottos provided.
Those who have a Y can bear any how. Those who have a reason for why to do something can figure out how to do it. That's what it means.
Yeah.
It could be worse. You could have gotten 3 and had the motto of knowledge is power, France is bacon.
Yeah.
Get a little 2000s internet core with the motto.
This is an interesting game with an interesting system of mechanics. I am going to be throwing out a lot of the setting.
No, I'll take those who have a Y can bear anyhow. It's not terrible.
There you go.
Right, it's on their lock screen.
Fax is now preparing. Please wait warmly until they're finished. Right, Countess, what is your keepsake? What is your motto?
So the motto is duty burns bright.
Ooh.
Yes, which basically means if you don't know what the right thing to do is, you probably do actually know what the right thing to do is. It's just the right thing to do is hard or painful.
Sure.
So it burns, but it's bright. Her keepsake is, it's not a rosary, but it's kind of a rosary. So it's like a little...
prayer beads.
Yeah, the prayer beads. In her case, it's something the members of her company use to remind them of the virtues it's supposed to uphold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Company issued rosaries.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. I bet those exist.
Don't go knocking on doors asking for the devil. He might answer. I'm sorry. Back to Grant's nameless hacker man.
Yep, that's right. I think he wears a lot of brightly colored, somewhat mismatched clothes. Just like these patterns do not go together, but like make your head turn.
Sure. Dazzle camo.
Yeah.
Yeah, RGB lighting.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, did you mention brain's a little melted. Did you mention motto and keepsake or no?
Keepsake I had said two USB sticks on a chain.
Right.
which I think are probably, well, I mean, you can ask him about it in the game, maybe, if you care. I felt like if his dream is to cyberfy, maybe they have, like, plans or stick figure drawings.
I was going to say MS Paint, badass.
MS Paint, badass, here is where the skull gun is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm just recalibrating my brain. And I said you could probably just stick with YOLO for your motto.
I could. Is there a way to say the same thing that is not just YOLO? You only live once, damn.
One life, one shot, take it.
Sure. Yeah.
There you go. Or one life, one shot. Oh, losty. Nope. Bad.
Full send, daddy?
Nope.
No.
What?
Nope.
We're not, no.
Anyway, I think you should give this guy a name.
I have an instinctive name to give you, but I want to see what the others have to say.
I was just going to say techno, that I feel like is kind of boring.
I was going to say Haywire.
Ooh, I like Haywire.
Yeah, Haywire is good.
Yeah.
All right, Haywire.
Haywire.
Hey, Adora.
Hey.
Hetero Wire.
Jesus.
Bob Charlie.
All right, and last but not least, Lavender. Lavender.
Hello.
Folks at home, my good friend Lavender, months ago, said, Jess, you're going to hate me for this. Well, it's 2026. How could I hate my good friend Lavender on this, the first of the new year? So what have you brought, Lavender?
First of all, weren't you the one telling us not to date it earlier?
dodgy yes, question, but... Lavender.
Okay. So I, before we started recording, I've not done this as much lately. I used to do characters who wore weird masks just about all the time. I was thinking, time I did a weird mask character, for some reason my mind kept going to, of all the fucking things to reference in a Salvage Union game, classic ninja action video game franchise Senran Kagura, which I'm sure everybody will admit to having played. But there is a character in that who is this sort of shy, in just like stammering little mess, but then she puts on an Oni mask and becomes super confident, starts swinging around a 4-foot-long meat cleaver in battle and all that.
Right.
And that seemed like fun, so I kind of want to do that. I was poking through the backgrounds in here, just looking at them in the character generator, and I landed on Entertainer. So my pitch is somebody who used to be in one of the Corpo cities. Her older brother was involved in another crawler, some variety of uprising or rebellion. Haven't figured that out yet. He died. She got a hold of his old mask, and when she's wearing the mask, she's trying to channel that sort of Chunin heroic idea that she had of her dead sibling. But she was, like, working for an entertainment company, so she's functionally sort of like a clown when she's not wearing the mask.
It comes back to the clown.
Yeah. Oh, it always, every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have achieved clown.
Clown 2.0.
All right, Emerentia 2.
Yeah. This is for behind-the-scenes stuff. Nobody heard this campaign, but
no.
We talked about doing a sequel to the Rain campaign at some point. And I had actually pitched to Jesse the idea of doing a second Emerentia, but like in the way that Batman Beyond had the Jokers.
Yep.
There's just like some cringe edgelord kid who's stealing that aesthetic.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand entirely. All right, so like... Which class are you taking?
I have chosen the scout. I am going to move her towards a sniper.
Sure. Which mech are you using, actually?
Excuse me? I actually had not settled on that yet. I'm either going to go for the Mizona or the Scrapper.
I think... I didn't say what mech I...
That's right. I forgot to ask you. Yeah, what are you
doing? I had already generated a Scrapper.
Oh, well, sorry. I can take a Mizona.
You could also have a Scrapper, too, if you wanted.
I kind of like the...
We would be pretty friggin' intimidating with three Scrappers just running up on a
threat. No, Sophie has a Thresher.
So yeah, Sophie has a Thresher.
Oops.
Yes.
I was getting them mixed up.
Give my Scrapper a chance arm. But yes.
You were also thinking of a Mizona.
Yep.
Yeah, having a flyer would be awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, when I think sniper, I think, like, some sort of mobility.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And I am taking the thing that lets me just go first.
Nice.
Sure.
All right, very cool. Do you have a description for, like, looks and stuff like that?
So, I think also kind of colorful outfits, sort of patchworky. Not full clown, but worked for an entertainment company, has probably a lot of colorful. I'm thinking like a summer camp activity coordinator, like a lot of bright shirts and so on and so forth. Sort of a taller, lankier lady. I want to do a side cut, like a cyberpunk side cut, just because I associate that haircut with future. Hmm. Dyed probably either like a reddish pinkish color when she can get a hold of it.
All right, so when you're saying you're doing clown, you are doing big comfy couch clown.
Yeah, I think more so big comfy couch clown.
Okay. So you're doing a lunette. All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have this shared language between the two of us. Go ahead.
Also, the mask that she got from her brother is like a pig. Like, it's
sort of a cyber looking mask, but it has tusks.
Ah.
Ooh. Cyber pig.
And I am going to just say that
cyber from,
yeah, the incident that killed him broke the mask, so like her normal eye is visible through it.
Ah, cool.
Mm.
Let's go full Chuni. Why the hell not?
Yes, of course.
Man. Yes, please.
Keepsake is a stuffed toy. I am looking at our sidebar of various personas and Greg, who is a bear. And if Sophie does not mind me stealing the gator idea. All right. Yeah, she's got a little stuffed gator.
That's yes.
Cool. And then for the motto I took, I rolled him a few times. I landed on feel the fear and do it anyway.
Oh.
Because she's functionally still, like, out of her league here. She's trying to imitate somebody who she thinks is cool.
You ran away from a whole entire thing. You are dealing with a loss in your family. And your solution was, I'm going to become a mercenary.
Yeah, my solution is, I'm going to do the Cloud and Zach thing.
Yep, all right, fair enough.
I'm going to emulate this person.
Here you go. All right, that's fun. Well, with all that said, what are we naming this character?
Oh, yeah. Harley Quinn.
No.
I think because you wear the mask in the field, right?
Or, yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking probably ought to be, or it makes sense for it to be pig related some way, like I don't know, could just be boar or
javelina,
or javelina, yeah.
They're cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cute.
I believe they're not actually technically pigs. If I remember.
Are they not?
I think they're related to pigs, but they're not actually considered pigs.
Oh.
Oh, so they
they're peccaries.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
All the stuff that keeps coming to mind is just like show business related. So calling her like Showtime or like Punchline or like
Brick.
Showstopper.
What about what if we
Miss
called...
Piggy?
No.
What about Ham? Right?
I like not being
Ham.
Ham.
That's the pig and the show business stuff, right?
Oh god!
Yeah,
I kind of like Hummel. Showstopper is fun. Ham is fun.
Ham really just makes me think of the To Kill a Mockingbird ham costume, though. Especially in this context, I'm not gonna say no at the end of the day, but I will just be thinking of that every single time. I'm like, all right, Ham, roll 1d20.
What a wild hog!
Yes, Tim Allen. John Travolta.
Those hogs are wild.
Feral hog?
A supreme amount of, like, homophobia. The movie's bad.
What?
The movie Wild Hog sucks.
Oh, God.
No, yeah.
That's, why would, no, I'm just not. But
I know. Trying to think. I'm not surprised. Not the word I'm looking for. I'm not opposed to y'all picking Ham. It's funny enough and it's fitting enough. As long as Lavender is comfortable fair character being called Ham.
I am fine being called Ham.
All right, okay. Well, there we go.
Sure, yeah. I just want to make sure it's not an over easy relationship.
Just going to let that hang.
More of an egg pun.
Yeah,
pun. I mean,
yeah, we're going to let that one hang like an Iberico.
Or like a sausage.
Yeah.
Well, the hogs.
What?
Pigs. Oh, we're talking about pigs and sausage. What?
Okay.
It's oh, man, I'm going to have a whole tray of pig-related puns for naming in the channel this campaign.
Yeah. Enjoy.
A campaign, Mandus. A campaign for playing as pigs.
That really is. It is a machine for a pig.
It's a machine for pigs. It's exactly what it says in the tin.
Oh, now you have a name for your mech.
Actually, that's pretty good.
A machine for pig.
That's pretty good.
I'm probably, just while I think of it, I'm probably going to change my keepsake. I will update it. I don't know. It's fine.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah. Do you have names for your mechs?
Yep.
All right.
I'm calling mine the June bug.
Well, it's cute. So
it looks like a beetle. It has RGB lighting.
Fair enough. So Haywire Pilot's the June bug. What does Countess Pilot?
So Countess has a specific naming scheme she uses for all her mechs. In this case, her thresher is going to be Wit of the Crow.
Wit of the Crow. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Does Fax have a name for their mech?
Right click, save as.
Oh my god. That's pretty good.
The RCSA?
It's pretty good. I'll give you that. And can I also get pronouns right from y'all?
She, her, or for the Countess?
Sure.
They, them, for facts?
Sure.
She, her, I think.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Him. Cool. I am Coffin.
All right, cool.
Oh, it's definitely RC for short, because just remote control also is cute. But you don't have to say right-click save as the whole time, every time.
Sure. I getcha. All right, so you all have come there, and you've come in the later stages of putting it all together. You've gotten comfortable living within the blue bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten comfortable living in the blue bottle. Let me take a look at my list of stuff real quick.
Managed, I assume, to get our mix built and assembled. Hoping we start with them.
Yes.
Yep. And let me see. So you're coming out of the coastline, finally. You are starting at the north of the continent. You are coming out of the north. There are basically three zones in which for you to go. And I want you to figure out ahead of time which zone would be most interesting for you to go into. But I also didn't fully write down all the details of the zone. So give me a minute, and I'm going to figure it out. Because I don't remember if I actually put the name down here. I don't think I did. Well, that's a bummer. I'll figure it out at some point, and then we can always come back to it. But we'll kick it off again proper next time. How about that?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that puts us at a pretty good place. Oh, there is an important detail that I wanted to mention that I totally forgot. Two important details. One, this planet used to have a beanstalk, which is to say a space elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I say used to in that the beanstalk fell like decades ago, and it was part of what cut you off from the rest of the galaxy. So you're not going off planet anytime soon. There's too much orbital detritus in the way. And you're going to have... You may go to the stars again eventually. But the beanstalk isn't there anymore. And two, you actually picked up a weird thing that was under lock and key in the prison on your way out. It is just like, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what a target painter looks like?
Yes.
It looks like a target painter where you put in a key, you turn the key, you point and you click. And it just says single use only.
Wasteful.
You don't know what it does.
Well, obviously we should aim it at some things we don't like and hit the button.
What if it's good, though?
Then we'll go and pick it up.
We should aim at something that we do like.
I mean, you could also choose to aim at nothing at all.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, we'll find a nice open spot.
Do you want to mess with that before play starts, or do you want to save it for play?
I'll save it for play.
I love how you unilaterally made that decision.
What?
No, I agree with that.
No, you said I'll save it for play.
I'm saying I
know what you mean. I know what you mean. You would prefer to save it for play. I'm being a bitch. I apologize. All right. Are there any other details we want to add to this, or should I go fuck myself?
I just added the name to my mech finally. I'm calling it the Party Popper.
Oh, that's fun. Your mech is jalapeno flavor blasted.
Well, God, I was thinking like a sniper, though. Like a loud bang. Mm. That'd be a good name for the gun, too, but I don't have the gun yet, so.
Yeah, the big bang. All right. Let's bring it to the close, then. This has been the Coffin Club. This has been Session Zero and talking about the characters and the crawler for for Salvage Union. My name is Jess. I've been the GM. In reverse alphabetical Discord order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Sophie.
Hi, it's been Sophie, she, her, playing Countess as of now, she, her. This isn't exactly a deep cutter thing, but I watched the three Benoit Blanc films, so it's Night of the Glass Onion and Wake Up the Men over the course of the holidays. Those are good. You should watch those if you have not.
Yeah. I really like the first one. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to watch the rest, but I really like the first one.
Yeah, I think I like Glass Onion the best of the three, and then I'm kind of back and forth on whether I like the first or the third one better.
I have not seen Wake Up Dead Man yet. But, interesting. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Lavender.
This has been Lavender Fayfair, soon to be playing Ham, she, her. I'm genuinely excited about playing a character named Ham that rules. I am going to recommend something of a smaller casual type game, or a group of them. I just finished one called Mosaic of the Strange, which is part of a series of sort of Minesweeper-styled puzzles.
Ooh.
The gimmick is that they are massive. They are like 250 by 250 grid things, thousands of squares.
Oh, wow.
They're only a couple bucks on Steam. They are, and I'm not exaggerating when I say solving this one mosaic puzzle will take you several hours. They're giant. They've done a couple of themed ones. There's a free one that is like a 2024 news retrospective, which is a bunch of small pictures of things that happened in the calendar year.
Ooh.
They have an Egyptology one. They have the one that just came out, Mosaic of the Strange, sort of breaks the formula because it's not one huge image. It's trying to kind of emulate a point-and-click adventure where you are solving smaller puzzles around multiple environments. Yeah. But the theme there is like unsolved mysteries, cryptids, conspiracy stuff. So you will solve one of these little puzzles and then you'll get a couple paragraphs about the Loveland Frogman or MKUltra or that time Max Headroom got hijacked. So really interesting little like factoid things. Very fun, decent money for your worth. Decent worth for your money. Oh boy. But no, they're neat little things that you will get a lot of time out of. I've played five of them, so I'm probably done with them for a little bit, but fun little time when you're doing other stuff.
Hell yeah. I could stand something like this. I just pick her up and, you know, tick around. Very cool. All right, Grint.
Hey, this is Grant, he, him, soon to be playing as Haywire, also he, him. Recently, I've been playing through the remake of Radiant Historia on 3DS. It's really good. I enjoy it. It has really good voice acting for a 3DS game. Shockingly good voice acting. And I enjoy playing as a character who literally is too stoic and kind of, I don't know, closed off emotionally to accept a gold star. He does not want a gold star sticker. he's just kind of that way. I really like it. It's a fun game. It has a child character who is shockingly well written as a child and is not like annoying in that way. It's like, yeah, this is a child that I wish to keep around and protect, and is very sweet and great.
Hell yeah, that sounds cool as hell. Alright, and last but certainly not least, B.
Yes, hey, hello. This has been Bastion, she, her, preparing to play facts, they, them. Like I said earlier, I can't imagine that there are too many people listening to us that haven't at least glanced at the Locktomb books, but I just got through all of them, and all I can say is, if you groan whenever I make a joke that I laugh at, you probably won't enjoy it as much as you think you will, is all I'll say.
That's not true. I groan at your jokes all the time. I like the first book. And Lavender groans at your jokes all the time, and Faye like the series.
I do. Also, I like a lot of your jokes, B.
Yeah, we groan, but it's not like we hate you.
Well, yeah. Yes.
I make that face because that's part of your reward for making a joke. all right, my name is Jess. I've been the GM. My pronouns are she, it. So I have a medical condition known as bad brain. That makes it hard for me to do things such as read or play games consistently and focus on them. So here is my terrible secret. What I will do is I'll be like, B, do you want to sit in on me playing a game? I will stream it to her. So 1,000 times resist.
Oh God. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking rules. We're like a fourth of the way into it. Third of the way.
Yeah.
We're into chapter 4. Don't spoil.
Two-fifths.
Don't spoil stuff for us, but like, good Lord. If you've never heard of 1,000 Times Resist, it is a game that has some platforming and puzzling elements, but is really like a more interactive walk around sort of like visual novel. And that sounds like it's damning it with faint praise, but that's like legitimately saving a lot of its presentation and its pacing. The fact that you have to go around and like talk to people and complete stuff. Because if it was just a straight visual novel, we would blow through it and I would be bored as hell. But me trying to navigate the goddamn airport that is the bunker is absolutely part of it. And it's a game that is about the future. It's a game that's about abusive parents. It's a game about what if you're a terrible person. And it's a game about pandemic and what's the word I'm looking for? To be inelegant, abandoning your cultural identity in order to conform. It's a hell of a game. All right, so our website is thecoffin.club. Our Patreon is patreon.com/the_coffin_club. We like reviews. Reviews are very good to us. Please give us reviews. It's 2026 now by the time you're hearing this, most definitely. So God only knows how weird and or bad things have gotten. I don't know why I put or how weird and bad things have gotten. But hey, if you're still able to listen to our show, we appreciate you. And we're happy to see you here within this new year. Or at least have your presence here within this new year. You are not our friends, but you are appreciated to be here regardless. Our theme song is Take Away by Ladyfinger. And don't forget to tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex. We hope to see you again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care, everyone.